We have 144 pros from 35 countries and 40 states, and they're playing to get on the LPGA. It's really the equivalent to the nationwide tour. They're playing for money. They're playing for a spot on a top 10 list where they get automatic cards next year to the LPGA. And the next 15 get right to the finals of Q School. So there's a lot at stake, and it's a very, very, very nice event.
One of the things I remember from last year's event was that folks said that were competing in it said that it was very well organized, but also that the course is a particularly challenging course that they enjoyed playing. And that's got to feel good when you're running that course there at Sweetgrass.
Oh, absolutely. Our course, it can be set up to just about any difficulty level that you want, especially when the wind blows. Last year on Friday, we had a really rough 30-mile-an-hour wind that really ballooned scores. So, yeah, the green complexes are tough. You got to be able to really chip and putt to do well on this course, and you got to be able to hit it long. The course is long even for the ladies, so yeah, our course really stood up. You know, when you go to a major golf event, like a men's event, it's all roped off, and you know, you can't get as close to the players as you normally could on this tour. They're very open to autographs after their rounds. Very nice girls, very approachable, and once you get to know them, it becomes something where you follow them week to week on the internet.
Absolutely, and this is the future of the sport right here. That is going to be playing in front of anybody that can make it there.
Oh, yeah. 85% of the LPGA right now has played on this tour. So a lot of these players that you're going to see or you get to meet or get their autograph, in the next 5 years, they're going to be on TV playing in the U.S. Open, and they're going to be playing in all these big events. And, for example, the lady I played with last year, Jody Ewert, is currently number 40 on the money list for the LPGA. She's ranked number 50 in the world now. And, you know, she was from England. We got to play with her. And it's just neat to get on TV and actually see her play. And this weekend at the LPGA Championship, she made a hole-in-one that was covered extensively. And, you know, but we know that young lady. And it's neat to follow them once they move up the ranks.
Yeah, you have an opportunity to say, I met them when they were on their way up.
As far as getting to the tournament, you know, when you get in, we actually have raffles. If you buy a ticket from a nonprofit, and that's on our website, all the listed nonprofits, once you go in, we have about $2,000 worth of drawings each day. We actually award rifles, shotguns. We have some jewelry. We have some golf equipment every day. And I always tell everyone it's family friendly, in that it's only $10 for adults to get in. Kids get in free. Nothing on the course is over $2. You would have to drive and pay a lot of money to see this level of golf anywhere else. It's very unique. It's affordable. You have a player from up there named Carly St. Ange that's going to be playing, and we believe she could probably make the cut this year. She's going to play right with the pros, and she's probably the best female golfer, one of them that's ever come out of the UP, and she'll be there. And it's very exciting. You're going to see a really exciting golf tournament. Some of the best players in the world are here.